America great again. Go to ProTrump45.com. That's ProTrump45.com. Check it out now, ProTrump45.com.
Defense officials on Capitol Hill saying the readiness of the American Armed Forces have been hampered in recent years by budget cuts. Here's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford.
The competitive advantage that the United States military has long enjoyed is eroding. A number of factors have contributed to that erosion. Since 9/11, an extraordinarily high operational tempo has accelerated the wear and tear of our weapons and equipment. Meanwhile, budget instability and the Budget Control Act have forced the department to operate with far fewer resources than required.
The Trump administration is thinking about rolling back Obama-era steps to normalize relations with Cuba. In a Senate hearing today, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson criticized Cuba's Castro regime. He said the regime has little incentive to change its behavior and its treatment of the Cuban people. Tillerson argued that normalization removed pressure on Cuba to change. Now former President Obama argued that decades of isolation of Cuba did not work and it was time to try something new. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
Another high school has been found to have their yearbook censored of anything positive about Donald Trump. Here's the story from Mark Mayfield.
One student wore a T-shirt that said Trump, Make America Great Again, and the other wore a sweater vest with the president's name on it. Neither reference to the president appeared in the yearbook. The Wall Township School Superintendent reports that the teacher who was the yearbook's advisor has been suspended for the rest of the year. It's still unclear who edited the student's photos.
Democratic senators were grilling on Capitol Hill today. What were they grilling? Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein asking him about possible firing of the special prosecutor.
It's certainly theoretically possible that the Attorney General could fire him, but that's the only person who has authority to fire him. And in fact, the chain of command for the special counsel is only directly to the Attorney General, or in this case, the acting Attorney General. So nobody else in the department would have authority to do that. And you have my assurance that we're going to faithfully follow that regulation, and Director Mueller is going to have a full degree of independence that he needs to conduct that investigation appropriately.
An American college student who was serving a 15-year hard labor sentence in North Korea in a coma and being sent home. University of Virginia student Otto Warmbier medically evacuated from the country. The North Koreans are saying that Warmbier had a case of botulism. He was given a sleeping pill by the North Koreans and then never woke up. His return to the United States was confirmed today by Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. This is USA Radio News.
Personal time. Kyle's a personal trainer.
Nice work on those planks, guys. Now roll over and give me 25 push-ups. 1, 2, good. Hey, keep that caboose down.
You see, no matter who or what he trains, Kyle knows how to get results. But when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately for Kyle, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage.
I like it, people. Who wants a treat?
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, and MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
In just a few hours, Attorney General Jeff Sessions will testify before the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee in an open hearing. Sharon Reed has a preview.
The former Alabama senator requested the hearing be open to the public. In a written statement, the Justice Department said Sessions, quote, believes it's important for the American people to hear the truth directly from him. The hearing will question the Attorney General's alleged role in the controversy surrounding the president's campaign and possible ties to Russia. During a closed Senate hearing last week, fired FBI Director James Comey told senators about a potential third undisclosed meeting between Sessions and a senior Russian diplomat before the presidential election.
The White House rejecting reports President Trump is considering firing the special counsel in charge of the Russia investigation. The president's friend Chris Ruddy claimed he believes Trump is considering firing Robert Mueller, but multiple reports have White House officials saying Ruddy was speaking for himself. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Dennis Rodman's paying a visit to North Korea. It's not totally clear why the former basketball player is visiting that nation or whether President Trump is truly aware of what he's doing. But Rodman said while passing through Beijing's airport,
I'm pretty sure he's pretty much happy at the fact that I'm over here trying to accomplish something that we both need.
And what are you trying to accomplish, though?
It's going to open the door. That's it.
Rodman knows President Trump as he's competed on his reality show Celebrity Apprentice twice, and he's also one of the only Americans who's ever met the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un, and he's visited the country at least four times in the past. Controversial film director Oliver Stone getting a lot of heat as he promotes his Showtime documentary series, The Putin Interviews.
Last night on The Late Show on CBS, host Stephen Colbert grilled Stone from start to finish. Before Stone came on stage, Colbert played a clip from the Putin interviews, showing Stone asking the Russian president about possible interference in last year's presidential election. Putin denies meddling, smirks, and Stone grins. Colbert leaned on Stone for, as the comedian put it, allowing Putin to propagandize. The Putin interviews began last night. It continues the next three nights on Showtime at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time.
That's Mark Mayfield reporting, and the Golden State Warriors are the NBA champs. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It's 8:07. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Right now in Flemington, it is 82 degrees. We have a code orange alert in effect for the air quality again today. 40% chance of precipitation. Weather Underground says that today, for Tuesday, June 13th, sunny, patchy fog this morning, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, hot with highs in the lower 90s, west winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain is 20%. Partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, humid with lows in the upper 60s. West winds 5 miles an hour, becoming north after midnight, chance of rain is 30%. On Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Then mostly sunny in the afternoon, not as warm. Highs around 80, northeast winds 5 miles an hour. Coming west Coming east in the afternoon, chance of rain 30%. Mostly sunny, upper 70s on Thursday. Showers likely, 70 degrees on Friday. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Warmer with highs in the lower 80s on Saturday. And on Sunday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-80s, 40% chance of rain. Temperatures, 83 in Raritan, 78 in East Amwell, 82 in Lambertville, 74 in Frenchtown, 78 in the town of Clinton, and 80 in White House Station. Good morning, Hunter, in the Sun Chamber Radio Weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, good morning, Hunter and Bixie here, coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. And it is my job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. All about Hunter County, New Jersey. A little Weezer this morning. Might be wheezing with the air quality that's going on right now. It is a code orange out there. You gotta take care of yourself. Make sure you're indoors, drinking plenty of water. Those with asthma, those with breathing problems, children, seniors, no strenuous activity today, especially during the day. It is 12 after 8, we got to check traffic. See what's going on our Hunter County roads. I get my alerts from HARTTMenacom. You can get them too. Register with them. They'll send the alerts that I get via email, which you can check on your smartphone. You can also follow them on Twitter. Just one this morning. Motor vehicle accident, though, west of exit 16, Clinton Township. Current delay is all the way back to exit 11. That came out at 6:45 this morning, and I don't have an update, so I'm assuming that has been taken care of with an hour and 15 minutes. Usually we get updates before then. That's it for right now. Drive safe, sound smart. Good morning, Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio Traffic. So what's on HuntingChamber.com's schedule today? Well, I'm on till 10. Michelle Heidi just texted me, says she's got a emergency client meeting she's got to take care of. Got nothing else, nobody to speak to today. I'm going to be doing this all by myself. Trivia, information, news, birthdays, all that good stuff we take care of. I am pleased to let you know that we're going to be working on another assistant segment, much like the ones that I do for the rest of the week. We talked with Carrie Fellows, and we talked with Stephanie Stevens yesterday, and they have agreed to come on for 15 minutes and give us some knowledge about local history and culture every Tuesday. So I'm looking forward to having those chats every Tuesday from 8:40 to 9 o'clock. So they'll be added to the weekly schedule, and a nice little tidbit of information to provide to the listeners. At 10 o'clock, I'm still here doing Tech Today. We'll talk all about the latest information that came out of the Apple conference and find out what's happening there and anything else that's come up tech over the last week or so. Some things about money. Joe Patton, Michelle Heidi, Tony Clark come on from 11 to 12, talking all about aspects of money, including perhaps the segment, the sector change. That's going on. A lot of sell-off in tech and a lot of move into other sectors. So we'll find out what's happening from Joe and Tony and Michelle there. La Salud Mental Importa. That's Lauren Feliciano. She comes on and gives us all information about NAMI of Hunterdon in Spanish. It's our Spanish segment. She collects all of her information and provides that for our Spanish-speaking listeners. Again, about brain illness and brain injury and all the support that NAMI provides. Teachable Moments in Business. Vicki Lynn Morgan is on, giving us great insight into what's happening about business and all the different examples that she can provide with herself and some other businesses that she's aware of and how you can use that to your advantage. Real Estate Matters with Joe Peters. And 55 Plus is on from 4 to 5. And then the Randazzlers, Musical Journey. 60s, 70s, 80s music played for an hour. Greg Randazzo loved it and learned it as a kid. He puts together a little theme and he spins some wax. Well, spins some CDs. Actually spins some MP3s over here. And you get all that on your commute home. That's the entire HuntingtonRecom lineup. It's all there on the HuntingtonRecom website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store app. Our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter and Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with Hunter Chamber Radio.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment.
Listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon, or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton, Pambee's, purely delicious.
See now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
Thompson Twins are helping me with BrandyLikes.com celebration observances for the month, week, and day from BrandyLikes.com. Let's see what we got. It is National Aphasia Awareness Month, National Bathroom Reading Month, National Camping Month, National Candy Month, National Caribbean American Heritage Month, National Congenital Cytomegalovirus Awareness Month, National GLBT, Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, Transgender Pride Month, National GLBT Book Month, National Fruit and Veggies Month, National Iced Tea Month. I don't know about you, but I cross right from the warm weather to the cold weather. I drink hot tea in the winter, iced tea in the spring, summer, and fall. National Migraine and Headache Awareness Month. National Oceans Month. A lot of people down there now this week. National Pet Preparedness Month. National Rivers Month. National Rose Month. National Safety Month. National Scoliosis Awareness Month. National Smile Month. National Soul Food Month. National Steakhouse Month. National Zoo and Aquarium Month. Pharmacists Declare War on Alcoholism Month. For this week, National Automotive Service Professionals Week, National Body Piercing Week, National Flag Week, Men's Health Week, National Hermit Week, Nursing Assistance Week, and for today, it is International Albinism Awareness Week Day. It's World Pet Memorial Day, and it is Call Your Doctor Day. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day from BrandyLikes.com. Pick something, get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com, published on the 9th by Craig Turpin of NJ Advanced Media. He says, police from Hunterdon take part in a Special Olympics torch run. Members of the Hunterdon County Police Department's Prosecutor's Office and State Police Troopers took place in the 34th Annual Law Enforcement Torch Run on Friday in support of Special Olympics, New Jersey. The Hunterdon County leg passed down Route 31 during the afternoon. Over 3,000 officers from 340 New Jersey police departments participated in the run this year, which covered 26 routes and 750 miles through more than 300 towns. The officers, who raised more than $3.7 million in 2016 for Special Olympics, carried the Flame of Hope, which is used to light the Special Olympics New Jersey cauldron at the opening ceremony held Friday evening at the 2017 New Jersey Special Olympics Summer Games at the College of New Jersey in Ewing. More than 2,500 athletes are expected to compete in sports including aquatics, bocce, gymnastics, powerlifting, softball, tennis, track, and field. For more information on the run, the schedule events this week, or to donate, go to New Jersey Special Olympics website, which is sonj.org. Isn't that great? I mean, these guys work their butts off. Police officers have bizarre hours, lots of crushing paperwork, and they're donating their time to help Special Olympics. And I, you know, there's a point when you finally say, I'm not doing it anymore because I, but these people don't. These people understand the benefit of it. They make the time to, because they intrinsically value what the Special Olympics is all about. And that is really cool. And the Special Olympics, it's amazing how that has transformed and changed the opinion of so many people about children and adults with disabilities and how much they're able to overcome. And it puts into perspective all of our other troubles, doesn't it? You really understand what's really happening. You see these people who do not see the what they are afflicted with as a barrier or a challenge. They see that as simply normal, and they overcome it. They overcome it on your behalf. They don't overcome it on their behalf. They simply, it's just natural to them. And yet they compete. And that, folks, is why that is vitamin C for today. Celebrity birthdays.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh, the old disc jockey almanac's celebrity birthdays for June 13th, 2017. From Blizzard Vark, Devorah Ledridge is 16. Actor in The Road, Cody Smit McPhee is 21. Actress and There Were None, Daisy Waterstone is 23. Kick-Ass, Aaron Taylor Johnson is 27. Actress in The Butterfly Effect, Irene Gorovaya is 28. USS Indianapolis, Men of Courage, Cody Walker is 29. Game of Thrones, Reese Noy is 29. Twin actresses, Ashley and Mary Kate Olsen are 31. Actress in Two Broke Girls, Kat Dennings is 31. From Halloween Town, Philip Van Dyke is 33. The Avengers, Chris Evans is 36. Siberia's Esther Anderson is 38. Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, Ethan Embry is 39. Dragos Bukur is 40 from The Way Back. Actress in Coronation Street, Kim Marsh is 41. Snakes on a Plane, Ty Runyon is 41. Model and actress in Pain and Gain, and commercial spokesperson, Jennifer Nicole Lee is 42. Playboy Playmate of the Year 2001, also in Starsky and Hutch, and The Nanny Diaries, Brandi Roderick is 43. Dr. Mulholland, Missy Kreider is 43. From Star Trek, The Next Generation, Shannon Phil is 46. God Bless America, Over the Top, David Mendelhall is 46. Anchorman, Laura Keitlinger is 48. Actor in Beverly Hills 90210, Jamie Walters is 48. From The Division, Lisa Vidal is 52. The Bold and the Beautiful, Leslie Kay is 52. From Tinker Tailor, Soldier Spy, Kathy Burke is 53. Television producer of Will and Grace, Laura Kitlinger is 53. Again, she's on twice. The Office and Parks and Recreation, Greg Daniels, 54. The Breakfast Club, Ali Sheedy is 55. ESPN ABC anchor, Hannah Storm is 55. Comedian, actor of Home Improvement, Tim Allen is 64 today. Richard Thomas is 66. That's John Boy. Good Will Hunting, Stellan Skarsgård is 66. Actress in RoboCop 2, Belinda Bauer is 67. Dr. Hook, Dennis Locarieri is 68. Amadeus and Ace Ventura, Simon Callow is 68. Actor in Clockwork Orange. Malcolm McDowell is 74. Siegfried and Roy, magician, illusionist. Siegfried Fischbacher is 78. All My Children, Sam Groom is 79. And actor in Sesame Street, The Adventures of Elmo and Groucho, Bob McGrath is 85. And poor Bob was let go not too long ago. Imagine that. That was the only job he had, and he worked it for years, decades, and they finally sent him packing. What a shame. That is celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntandchamber.com, and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. Time for a news break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment.
Girl, would you like someone new to talk to? Oh yeah, alright. I'm feeling kinda lonely too, if you don't mind. Can I sit down here beside you? Oh yeah, alright. If I seem to come on too strong, I hope that you will understand. I say these things cause I'd like to know if you're as lonely as I am, and if you'd mind sharing the night.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He's going to testify. We're aware of it.
That's the White House spokesman's response to questions about Attorney General Jeff Sessions planning to speak to the Senate Intelligence Committee in an open hearing this afternoon. Sessions will answer questions about undisclosed meetings with Russian officials, and his testimony is set to get started at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. White House spokesman Sean Spicer says of the president's reaction,
he believes that the sooner we can get this addressed and dealt with, that there's been no collusion. He wants this investigated as soon as possible and be done with it so we can continue with the business of the American people.
Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial is in the hands of the jury. They started deliberating yesterday, went for about 4 hours before they quit for the night. Golden State beating Cleveland in Game 5 last night, so the Warriors are the NBA champs. This is USA Radio News.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Greta is a drill instructor.
Move, move, move!
Yes, ma'am!
When it comes to training lean, mean, fighting machines, she doesn't mess around.
Drop and give me $3,000!
But when it comes to getting a mortgage, Greta's less confident.
I got nothing.
Fortunately for Greta, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so she can understand the details and know she's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Dennis Rodman is visiting North Korea, but it's not 100% clear why the former NBA star is visiting that communist nation. He does say that he hopes to be able to, quote, open a door while he's there. His trip to Pyongyang coming as tensions remain high between the U.S. and North Korea. Rodman, who's a friend of President Trump's, having competed twice on his reality show Celebrity Apprentice, one of the only Americans who've ever met the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un. And he's visited the country at least four times in the past. Utah firefighters urging people to take precautions to prevent wildfires in that state. Almost four dozen human-caused wildfires have been reported in Utah since Friday.
We've had busy times before, but it is surprising to us coming off of this green spring where just a couple of weeks ago everything was just lush and green.
That's Jason Curry of the Utah Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
A highly anticipated report from an independent investigation into claims of sexual harassment at Uber is due today. Various media outlets reporting the investigation, headed by former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, purportedly concluded the ride-hailing giant has a giant culture of sexual harassment as well as bullying and unprofessional behavior. Uber fired 20 workers last week for harassment, discrimination, and inappropriate behavior. An Illinois congressman's introducing what he calls a COFEFI bill, aimed at preserving the president's social media postings and history. Here's Mark Mayfield.
Congressman Mike Quigley is proposing the Communications Over Various Feeds Electronically for Engagement Act, or for short, COFEFE, a tongue-in-cheek reference to a recent presidential Twitter typo. The Democrats' bill would extend the Presidential Records Act of 1978 to include social media as official communications. If passed, tweets would be protected as a part of the president's records. The Democratic lawmaker called Trump's use of Twitter unprecedented. Quigley adds that, quote, tweets are powerful and the president must be held accountable for every post.
And a high school yearbook advisor in New Jersey suspended indefinitely over a controversy involving Donald Trump campaign shirts. The school district in Wall is investigating why photos were edited to remove images that support the president. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's time for the investment update. Michelle Heide is not available today, so we'll gather some information from the help of CNNMoney.com to give you an update on what's happening today, yesterday, and what's happening today in the markets. Dow was down 36 points yesterday, 0.17%. The NASDAQ down 32.52. NASDAQ is now at 61.75. The S&P down 2.38 points or 0.10%. The biggest movers yesterday, gainers Under Armour up 5.76 and another set of our shares, Under Armour 4.9. Kimco Realty up 3.99, General Electric up 3.58, AutoNation up 3.42, Netflix down 4.17, IDEX Laboratories 3.85, Equinix 3.23, Skyworks Solutions down 3, and Milan, the pharmaceutical, down 3. Tech sectors, retail trade is up 10.57% in the last 3 months. Consumer durables up 9.68. The technology sector is waning. It's down only, it's up 7.37. That's a 4% drop over the last week or so. Health services at 5.95, transportation at 5.32, electronic technology 5.2, utilities. Even utilities were up 5% in the last 3 months. Commercial sectors, commercial services 3.9% up. Consumer non-durables up 2.79. Finance is essentially up 1%. Communications down 1.38. And energy minerals up 3.39. Now that's been gradually making its way up. It's getting back to even. So we've gone through the energy drought at this point. Commodities, the oil barrel of oil is at $45.94, down 0.33%. Gas is at 3.05, essentially up almost 1%. Gold is at $1,266, down slightly. Silver is also down 0.5%, 16.84. Corn up again, 0.86. Foreign markets outside the U.S., international markets, well, we had the Nikkei was down slightly, down 9.63%, not much. London is also flat. The Hang Seng up 0.5%, and Germany up a little bit more than 0.5%. What is happening in the news pre-market? Verizon's $4.5 billion purchase of Yahoo is expected to close today, ending Yahoo's more than two decades as an independent company. Yahoo and AOL will team up as a new digital company inside Verizon called Oath. Verizon expects to cut as many as 2,100 employees after the combination. The Federal Open Market Committee kicks off a two-day meeting on Tuesday. The central bank is expected to announce an interest rate hike on Wednesday. It would be the third rate hike in 7 months. Higher rates reflect the Fed's confidence in an economy that has recovered well from the Great Recession. Uber is having a monster couple of days. Uber will announce recommendations Tuesday from an investigation into sexual harassment and workplace culture at the startup. There have been reports that top officials, including Uber's CTO and one of the board members, might be put under the microscope. The company announced Monday that Emil Michael, Uber's chief business officer and right-hand man to CEO Travis Kalanick, has left the company. Prime Minister Theresa May is meeting with leaders of the Democratic Unionist Party on Tuesday. May needs the fringe party's support in order to form a government after her party lost its parliamentary majority in last week's election shocker. May needs to move quickly. Brexit negotiations are set to begin on Monday, although they could be delayed because of the uncertain political environment in the UK. The pound climbed 0.3% against the dollar at $1.27 on Tuesday, recovering some of the ground and lost in the wake of the election. The currency has lost 15% of its value since the Brexit referendum, contributing to a rise in prices. Inflation surged to a four-year high at 2.9% in May, according to data published Tuesday. We already talked about the markets and the international markets before the bell. H&R Block is set to report earnings after the close. U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics will release its inflation report for May at 8:30 a.m. today, and OPEC will publish its monthly report. We have the Fed meeting beginning, the Yahoo deal closing. Attorney General Jeff Sessions testifies before the Senate. Uber releases a report into sexual harassment allegations and UK inflation data. On Wednesday, Fed interest rates announcement, U.S. inflation data, U.S. retail sales data, crude inventories report, marijuana industry conference, and UK jobs report. On Thursday, U.S. initial job claims, manufacturing output, and industrial production data. Bank of England rate decision, Kroger releases earnings. And on Friday, U.S. housing market data, University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index. Looking pre-market now with all that to digest. The Dow is up 27 points. The NASDAQ is up 19. And the S&P is up 4.6. Big movers. Delta Airlines, 2.26% up. Kimberly-Clark, up 1.6. Halliburton, 1.4. Merck, up 1.3. And Apache Corp, up just under 1%. Losers, Citrix Systems down 4.2, Autodesk down 3, Helmerich & Payne is down 1.1, Broadcom is down 0.84, and Google Alphabet is down 0.35. Light crude is falling some more at 45.83. Natural gas is up at 3.06. Gold is down slightly at 1,265. And corn is up. That is today's investment update. We'll have Michelle Heidi on again tomorrow in just a little bit. And she'll give us some more insight into everything that's going on in the markets. Of course, you can catch more information by checking out Some Things About Money at 11 o'clock today. Joe Patton, Tony Clark, Michelle Heidi come over here from Patton, Heidi & Associates and talk all about the news that's affecting the markets and the markets that are affecting the news. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington in just a minute. Hang on right after these messages.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambies, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambies Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambies Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Friday night, I'm going nowhere. All the lights are changing, green to red. Turning over TV stations.
Welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon. On HuntingChamber.com, the voice of business.
Looking back through time, you know it's clear that I've been
8:47.
I've been a fool.
You know, it's amazing that we try and stay out of the news. I don't know if we, you know, for, we want to be in the news, obviously, for positive things. And HuntingChamber.com wants to mostly promote positive news and positive information. And all I can think of is that the outgrowth of this hearing that's going on with regard to Timothy Piazza's death in Penn State will hopefully come out with a positive outcome at some point. But right now, the gruesome details are really ugly to see and understand. And yet, it's dominating our airwaves. It's dominating even national airwaves. We had USA Radio on yesterday, and it was even being talked about on there as well. So Craig Turpin from NJ Advanced Media has captured 9 revelations from hearing on teen's death at Penn State, published on June 12th, and I'd like to go through a little bit of this because I hopefully it will provide a way of educating people about when your children go to college. Now, you can keep telling me that this is nothing different than any other time that people go to college, but there seems to be something different. There seems to be something happening as we continue to withhold kids and not let them grow up, and then we launch them into a college environment without parental supervision. We have these types of extremes that happen, and sometimes they lead to unfortunate occurrences like this. What am I saying? Do we need more parental supervision at the colleges? Well, that would be one way to look at it. Another way is to try and find a way to make kids gain more maturity earlier so that when they are going to college, they're not going to the extremes that happen with this Penn State situation. So the testimony from a detective and footage from surveillance video were the focus of a preliminary hearing held for 16 of the 18 Penn State fraternity brothers accused in the death of 19-year-old Pledge from New Jersey to waive their right to preliminary hearing. Monday's hearing was held to determine if there's enough evidence to go to trial. It ended shortly after 7 p.m. with the judge ordering a continuation to be scheduled at a later date. Much of the hearing centered on actions of fraternity members in the over 12 hours between when Timothy Piazza fell face first down a set of basement stairs and when 911 was called. While many of the details were previously released in a lengthy grand jury report, this was the first time State College Police Detective David Shistano was spoken in an open courtroom about Piazza's death, and that video surveillance has been seen in public. Information from the courtroom by the Associated Press and Penn Live, a sister site to NewJersey.com, was used in the report. Here are the new details that came out of the hearing. "He looked dead. He looked like a corpse," said Shishitano while describing Piazza's appearance in the surveillance footage recorded after his second fall down a set of basement stairs. Piazza had fallen almost 10 hours earlier after a hazing ritual and then fell down the same set of stairs earlier the next morning after being left alone on a couch. "It took less than 10 minutes for a 14 Beta Theta Pi pledges to complete the gauntlet, a hazing ritual involving a drinking large quantities of beer, wine, and vodka at stations," according to Monday's testimony. Fraternity members also carried wine bags for pledges to continue drinking after the ritual. James Piazza and Evelyn Piazza, parents of Timothy, entered the courthouse for a preliminary hearing. Of the 14 pledges taking part that night, all but 2 were under 21. The fraternity was also a dry house, a condition of its reopening in 2010 after having been suspended by Penn State for alcohol violations, including underage drinking. Shishitano said the footage on the night of February 2nd shows Piazza was clearly injured after his first serious fall. "He is unconscious, his eyes are closed, he is limp. He is dead weight." The video footage and testimony added more details to what happens after Piazza was placed on a couch, including revelations that fraternity members poured beer on him and threw shoes at him. "At this point, he is clearly incapacitated, and there is a visible large bruise on his abdomen. One member puts a keg on the couch next to Piazza." Much of the video shown Monday focused on the hours spent while Piazza was left alone in the Great Hall in the early morning hours of February 3rd. The surveillance video shows Piazza again struggling toward the basement stairs in the morning of February 3rd, then a gap of 2 hours before fraternity members are seen carrying him back up the stairs. Shishitano said Piazza had labored breathing and had lost all color, and some of the fraternity members thought he may have died. Centre County District Attorney Stacy Parks Miller used the video along with Shishitano's testimony to piece together what happened. She pointed out several times that fraternity brothers stood around Piazza with the phones in their hands for an extended period of time before calling 911. Parks Miller previously said the decision to pursue charges came because those present at the fraternity house did not take personal responsibility that night. The pathologist's report stated Piazza's death was from severe head trauma as well as non-recoverable brain injuries, suffering in a fall while he was heavily intoxicated. Shishitano said Piazza's blood alcohol level was at a lethal level the first time he fell down the stairs. Toxicology reports indicate it could have been as high as 0.36. The legal limit to be considered drunk in Pennsylvania is 0.08. He also testified that when he saw Piazza in the emergency room, he saw visible injuries. Pictures of some of those injuries were shown on the court to the court on Monday. Speaking about what happened before 911 was called, Shishitano said it was clear the fraternity brothers were concerned about Piazza's condition. There were searches on their phones about head injuries, discussions about what to do, including cleaning up a basement bar area, and he said a lot of worried looks on their faces. Beta Theta Pi was permanently shut down by Penn State after Piazza's death, and it was suspended by the international fraternity. Penn State's trustees also voted on sweeping changes to made in its Greek system. Tom Klein, the Piazza family attorney, has previously said the family intends to file a wrongful death lawsuit. Some of the 18 fraternity members are facing charges that include involuntary manslaughter, hazing, and aggravated assault. Others also face charges of hazing, reckless endangerment, and giving alcohol to minors, while four were charged with single count of evidence tampering and one with a charge of reckless endangerment. A complete list of those charges has been published on PennLive.com. Here's the challenge with this, and I'm not saying that there isn't any wrongdoing here, but the challenges are the following. Number one, we've been dealing with this type of behavior for as long as we have teenagers. Once they get away from mom and dad's watchful eye, and even certain cases when they are with mom and dad's watchful eye, kids will challenge what they are not allowed to have. As we continue to do these types of things, talking about raising the age limits for this, really it boils down to maturity. Nobody can tell me that I've met 14-year-olds that have more maturity than 25-year-olds and even 30-year-olds. So putting a blanket number on what is mature and who can be responsible is impossible. Number two, colleges have had this going on for as long as colleges have been in existence. And they have dealt with it when kids were allowed to do it at 18, and they have dealt with it when kids were allowed to do it at 21. The problem is that most of these kids, these young adults, are restricted from doing it, feeling like they are free when they get to college. Groupthink comes into play, and they go about their business. You've already seen that this particular chapter was already suspended once for this type of behavior. And then they were allowed to get back, but they were supposed to be, quote, dry, right? And this is not the only fraternity. This is just the one that got caught. This is the one that had the ugly incident. But there are other ones on that campus and any campus that have these types of situations. So the challenge is not to come up with these quote-unquote laws that are going to somehow stop kids. The challenge is to somehow educate them and give them enlightenment and some type of maturity so that they are not going to these levels of craziness that lead to unfortunate occurrences. And like I said, this is just, an unfortunate incident. Many of other ones have happened in the past, and will happen in the future, that won't be as tragic. And they'll just be with a shrug of shoulders and say, well, we got lucky, or there'll be a couple of laughs and all the like. In my years when I was growing up, I was the one that was pulling people off of ledges. I was the person that was closing the windows. I was the one that was picking people up off the floor. Why? Well, because my parents had instilled in me a responsibility, and I had the ability to not look at this as the freedom that everybody else seems to look at it. I had already had the opportunity to be under the careful, watchful eye of my parents, and who had made me aware of alcohol and drugs. And that doesn't mean I didn't take part. It just meant that I didn't go to the extremes that these were going to. And so I was the one that was stopping people from hurting themselves and stopping people from doing silly, silly things.